Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Can tell us, but we don't show prep. So,
he had no idea. I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Buenas noches. Welcome back, everybody. We are back at it.
Great.
Yeah, and in case you guys
just
didn't
know. Don't come to Miami Beach, man.
No, please do not go. I will not step foot in. Not only is it spring break, but it's Miami Music Week also. So yeah, it's gonna be crazy down the South Beach and downtown and all that stuff. Although I'm going to go see one of my friends, really good friend of mine, DJ, on Sunday. But it's, thank God, it's nowhere near downtown, nowhere near South Beach. It's a closing night for Miami Music Week, and it's at the 94th Aero Squadron.
How about that? Wow! Good for you.
So close to my parents' house. Good friend of mine. Shout out to Danny Days. And it's an early time too, so I don't have to be there all night. Or usually he plays like it. Sometimes he'll be like, so he travels all over the world DJing, right? And I'm like, I'll text him and I'll be like, hey dude, when's your next set in Miami? You know, oh, I'll be there next week. Cool. All right, awesome. What day? Oh, Tuesday. I'm like, all right, it's gonna be tough, but I think I can swing it. You know, go out for a couple hours and then come back. I'm like, oh, what time does your set start? It's like, oh, 3 a.m. I'm like, you know, I mean, serious. Not a chance in hell, right? So I'm like, all right, well, maybe next time, my friend. So Sunday, 5 to 9, reasonable hour for a 40-year-old man to be out on a Sunday night. All right. Nice. Anyways, I digress. But, yeah, as Blue said, be safe out there. That's all I got to say. Be safe.
So I have another announcement. So we started 10 minutes late. It was not Jazz's fault. I don't want to be blamed.
I was here like Jazz was here
early. Jazz was here early.
We were all here early. I'll take responsibility. I was yabbing.
We were all yapping backstage. Then I looked up. I was like, oh, 8:38. That's a problem. So Jazz was actually early. So just don't go after my guy today.
Shout out to Jazz.
He was early. He made sure he was early.
Yeah, you know, I got everything done early, and I was like, you know what, let me sit here. I got the Heat game on TV for the first time. I've barely seen any Heat basketball this year, to be honest with you. I don't know, man. Just basketball right now, obviously, has got a sour taste in my mouth.
We'll have buckets tomorrow. Yeah. That's probably all the basketball we need.
Just watch that. I'm not
talking into buckets about tomorrow. We're going to talk about a lot.
Although, shout out to the Miami Hurricanes hockey team, national champs, baby.
There you go. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, we are now apparently an ice hockey school somehow. The mighty have fallen.
Oh, man.
We get in the Frozen Four next year, DJ? Come on now.
Maybe, possibly. I don't know. I think because the Hurricanes are D2 now, right?
Right? I thought it was D3.
I think they're moving up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the qualifications are to move up from D2 to D1, but if they keep winning,
you got to play in the bean pot. Mm-hmm.
Bean
pot's a lot of fun. Bean pot's a lot of fun. If you ever come up to New England and get a chance to watch a bean pot, definitely do it.
I think access to ice might be a criteria that might hold them back.
Although, hey, man, don't say that too loud because we have. Honestly, the best team in Florida right now is the hockey.
That's true.
Right?
It's just the South Florida, just hockey central right now.
Kicking ass right now, man. I am telling you. So, we've got some really cool stuff for baseball. We got baseball coming up.
The schizophrenic baseball team that.
hey, they're exciting to watch, man. They are exciting to watch.
There will be a run scored. A lot of stuff will happen. So.
Yes. And a shout out to Andrew Walters, who made second team all spring breakout, which is kind of cool. It's kind of a new format, I guess, in spring training for some of the young guys. But some really good
stuff. Nice.
Paul Skeens made first team. Rhett Lauder made first team. You had some guys, some really good ball players on that first and second team. So looking forward to seeing. Yeah, baseball's around the corner too. You know, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks away. So we got a lot of stuff to cover this week in Miami Hurricane sports. And you know, today's kind of a light day when it comes to football. But it's football's back, right? They have their spring break. Now they're back at it. As Blue, you mentioned off air, they're back. They're going to be in pads later on this week. That's right. Today already. I forget that they started up today. So now you get to separate a little bit. Now you'll see a little bit of a separation, even in the spring. I know nobody's too concerned about it, but I think you will start to see it. And it's important. And the reason why is because now you'll start to see some names pop up in the transfer portal again. And I think that's what's gonna happen now. Not necessarily the depth chart per se, but you'll start seeing where your ones and twos and threes are gonna start separating themselves a little bit from the other guys, right?
Yeah.
So you might see some of this movement in the transfer portal, and God knows we need it, right? We're like 10 players, you know, 10 scholarships over or something like that. So we need
that'll empty out pretty quick, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. You know, they know what they're doing. Plus, we still got to probably pick up a couple guys as well that enter the transfer portal from some other teams. So you've got a lot going on there. We had Pro Day today as well at the practice indoor facility. So
return to Mark Pope.
Was he there? Was he there?
Yeah.
Really? Look at that. Unbelievable. I bet he ran really well. Straight line. But anyways, so we'll talk a little bit about that and some recruiting news. Blue, I know you got some big stuff coming up tomorrow as well. We definitely want to plug that if you want a little bit later on in the show. But I think let's kind of jump into it, right? I mentioned earlier, this is an opportunity right now. Practice starts, they're in pads again. An opportunity for this team and some of the guys that are here now early to start separating themselves a little bit from the pack. Are you, and I'll start off with you on this, Vish. I'll actually go to you first, Vish. Some of the guys that you kind of want to see make that separation, make that leap, right? You know, we talk about all these players ad nauseum. I get it. But I think there's certain guys that you really need to see them kind of make that, you know, that transition to the next level of their play. Who are some of the guys that you kind of want to see this week in pads start to make some noise and maybe separate themselves a little bit? It doesn't matter what position or what side of the football.
Yeah, no, I go wide receiver and I go Isaiah Horton. I want that established guy opposite Jacoby. We know X is Mr. Reliable. He's going to get his catch. He's going to get his yards. And we kind of Jacoby, you know, as long as his head's in the game, you know, he's a weapon. I think having that guy opposite him will be critical to open the field up, because they're going to roll coverage to X and to Jacoby, and Horton's got to make him pay. And he's someone that flashed last year. Remember, he had the big catch against A&M. He made some tough catches in the bowl game. He just didn't play. I mean, we had Colby on there too, so there wasn't, you know, he was kind of down the pecking order. But I think if he establishes himself as, all right, that is the guy, the third guy, I think that'll be big for this offense. Because right now, a lot of slot guys and kind of a lot of, you know, churn on the wide receiver. So we need that other guy to step up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, to have that top three, right, that XYZ, you've got, like you mentioned, you've got X and you've got Jacoby. Who's that other guy? Is it Zay? Is it Zay Horton? Is it, you know, God, you can throw in. I know he's been here for 17 years. Is it Michael Reddy? Like, who the hell is it? Who's it going to be? Is it JoJo Trader coming in, right? And some of the other guys that we have on this team. I think that he's got all the talent in the world. 6'3", you know, 200-pound kid. As you mentioned, flashed last year. You know, he's going to be a strong physical guy that can take the top off the coverage, but also can, you know, can make the difficult catches. So I think that's a great one. Blue, who's someone that you kind of want to see separate themselves this week and kind of moving forward?
Offensive line. I think, you know, I was looking back 2 years ago. excuse me, guys. And who we had on the offensive line. And now you're talking Rivers and Kinsler and Okunlolo and McCoy and Alex Arnez Cooper and Ryan Rodriguez and Mauanoa. So I want to see how they work, especially with Mauanoa out this spring. I just want to see this is a part of the offense that I think has a chance to be probably one of the best. And it's kind of funny because 2 years ago we were knocking the heck out of them. So, yeah, I think the offensive line, I want to watch them a little bit, especially in the spring game, and see what we got going. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, if you remember a couple of years ago when we talked, when I think they were playing Pitt, and the defensive line from Pitt was knocking Miami's offensive line into the running backs. And I said, you know what? That's doom. You're not going to find that happening anymore. So, yeah, definitely offensive line.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. From what I understand, also it looks like Samson Okunlola is really taking a lot of the first team snaps there and left guard as well. Because I know we kept talking about who's going to replace, you know, Cohen at left guard. Well, I know we've seen Luis Cristobal a lot there get reps, and I just think that's just from an opportunity for him to build and to develop and to be a solid guy in the depth chart. I just don't see him starting on this team. But you know, you've got Okunlola.
You never know.
Stop it. I do know.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You don't put that out there to the universe, DJ. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, it looks like Pancake, right? Okunlola looks to be the guy at left guard. You still got Matthew McCoy as well. Who can play a factor in there, although they may be looking at him more in the tackle position and continue to develop him at tackle. But now you've got some serious depth, and you can play a lot of guys at those positions, right? He also mentioned Bell, right? You got Markel Bell, the 6'9" freak of nature that they recruited out of JUCO. Okunlola, Cooper, you can mix and match a little bit there. You got Tommy Kinsler. You got some of those guys, Frankie Tinelau.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got a lot of names now. And like you mentioned, Blue, I think building depth is you'll see these some of these. I think more than just the O-line, I want to see the left guard separate themselves. Yeah. Right, because you kind of have an idea who the other guys are going to be. It's going to be Jalen Rivers. It's going to be Zach Carpenter in the center at right guard, and S. Cooper, and at right tackle, it's going to be Francis Malinoa. Right, so maybe left guard and the backup right tackle, or that guy that's going to be able to play both tackle positions. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Bell? Is it going to be Kinsler? I think that's Polk. I feel you, brother.
Somebody that they're going to pick up in the portal on the 15th.
Right, could be that too. Yep. Fair enough. Absolutely.
See,
I agree, Polk.
Isn't that crazy that everybody in the country is playing their spring game on the 13th of April? Because come the 15th, portal season's open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know the wheels are going to just fall off of every school now. Everybody's going to go crazy. You got a thousand people are going to drop into the portal. And it's funny. I know you're going to talk about this, Vish, on your buckets, but I know Coach Al had some it's a little bit different in football than it is in baseball and basketball, but it's kind of the same concept, right? He spoke about it, how there's, 4,000 players in college basketball. And 2,000 of them are going to go into the portal. There's something wrong there, right?
Well, half our team did today. Yeah, we'll have more on that on buckets tomorrow.
Yeah. But it kind of plays to the same thing, right? You're going to see that now in college football. There's going to be so many people, so many players that are going to enter again now in the spring. And I've heard a couple different shows, and shout out to the Flow Show. But I've heard a couple of shows talking about how something's got to give, right? They have to be able to regulate this somehow. And forget about the NCAA; they have no control.
No, they're not going to get involved.
No, they're not going. There's no way they can get involved in this. But you're going to have something happen. And I'm sorry, I didn't even get to DJ on who he wants to see develop. So I want to talk about that first, and then Vish, I'm going to throw this question to you that I have regarding NIL and all this transfer portal crap that's going on. DJ, who's the kind of guy that you want to see kind of separate themselves, whether it's a position, a player?
I want to see Ray Ray take a leap this spring because he's not exactly new. He played in 10 games last year, got to see a little bit of his speed. But now I want to see, can he take the next step in terms of becoming a factor in the wide receiver room? Because there are a lot of bodies here. He is talented, but what can he do to really kind of stand out from the rest of the group? So it's not so much that he needs to, make a name for himself as it is, building on what he's already done from last season.
Yeah, that's a good one. Considering Breshard Smith also, destroyed a car and left to SMU right after that. So, yeah. Did you guys, Vish, did you see that? Did you see that picture, that meme about it?
No. What kind of car?
So there's someone posted that a player that played for football for the University of Miami football team crashed a rental car, and then apparently he returned it crashed, and then he left to Texas to play football. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's the word on the street is that it was Breshard Smith who did it, but whatever.
I mean, half the team went to SMU.
So right, but it was recent. I'm thinking process of elimination, I'm going with Breshard Smith.
We got some questions in the chat for him. Do we have anything on Carpenter yet, how he's doing?
Yeah, he's the guy. I mean, he is the starting center. They brought him in to replace Matt Lee, and he's a talented kid from Indiana, and I think he's going to come in and be all right. So, I don't know if he's as good as Matt Lee, but he's right there, right? A little bit of a different player. He's a little bit bigger, 6'5", over 300 pounds, but Matt Lee was the general of that offensive line. So can Zach Carpenter kind of do the same? Was Zach Carpenter kind of do the same thing? We'll see. But he's very talented. He's almost
mature.
Yeah, he's very mature, right? This is like his fourth or fifth year. So I think I think it's a good pickup. I think he's going to be all right for solidify kind of that center position there. So,
Pope wants his defensive backs. So.
This is an interesting one because I know a lot of people are freaking out because Cormani McLean is entering the transfer portal or whatnot. I don't want that guy.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Yeah, right? I don't want that guy anywhere near this program, I think, at this point. So I'm good without that. But yes, Polk, we definitely do need some defensive backs. I do agree with that. You know, we were lucky enough to get two really good safeties out of the transfer portal already. I think actually three, right? Well, if you include Isaiah Taylor.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, Zaquan and some of the other kids that we recruited. You're going to have to get some guys at the cornerback position. I do agree with that. And maybe you'll get another veteran linebacker to kind of help out the young guys.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do some shopping.
They will. They will. You know, Mario's going to be on the hunt. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do in spring. Bluey will be out there at practice towards the end of the week. So
yeah,
we'll definitely have some updates for you next week on practice and what the guys are doing. And then, of course, in about a month now, maybe a little bit less than a month, we've got the spring game as well. So
was that in your bedroom, that spring game? Or
yeah, I think the linemen are going to line up here. Yeah, in the second. Yeah, that's going to be ridiculous.
That's the Cobb. So what does the Cobb seat about 1,500?
Probably. Wow. It's going to be mostly us and some season ticket holders.
Boosters.
And a lot of money, right?
Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show.
You know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.